missiles aren't making a dent. Lisa Brady, Fox News. That bottom line in so many words from G7 leaders, including President Biden, meeting virtually with Ukraine's president and assuring him they are undeterred by Russia's new missile strikes on Ukraine.
A statement from the G7 says the group will continue to provide financial, humanitarian, military, diplomatic, and legal support to Ukraine. Any just peace, the statement says, must respect the UN Charter's protection of territorial integrity, safeguard Ukraine's ability to defend itself and ensure Ukraine's recovery and reconstruction, including potentially with funds from Russia, and accountability for Russian crimes committed during the war.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. President Biden calls it breakthrough diplomacy as Israel and Lebanon agree to end a long-running dispute over their maritime boundary, though some obstacles remain, including legal challenges. The two countries have been formally at war for decades. President Biden says the agreement comes after months of U.S. mediation. After speaking with both the Israeli Prime Minister and Lebanese President today, he's offering to help resolve any issues that may arise under the deal. Prosecutors in Baltimore apologizing to the family of a young woman murdered and to the man sent to prison for the killing, Adnan Syed, as charges are formally dropped weeks after the conviction was tossed.
Syed exited a Maryland courtroom a free man September 19th after serving more than two decades in prison for the 1999 murder of Haemin Lee. Syed's case drew international fame from the 2014 podcast Serial, which took a deeper look into a trial that relied on witness testimony and little to no physical evidence. A year-long investigation by prosecutors and Syed's attorney yielding two alternative suspects, leading prosecutors to lose faith in the previous guilty verdict.
Fox's Matt Napolitano, the Baltimore City State's attorney, vowing to keep pursuing justice in the case. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
The U.S. Supreme Court rejects an appeal from a death row inmate in Texas.
Andre Thomas is sentenced to death for the murder of his estranged wife and two children in 2004. Thomas is black, his wife Laura Borum was white, and he argues he did not get a fair trial from an all-white jury. Three jurors had expressed opposition to interracial marriage. Their service was not contested, though, by Thomas's trial attorney. His appeal is rejected by a 6-3 Supreme Court majority, with three liberal justices dissenting. Lower courts previously rejected appeals based on claims Thomas is mentally ill. He'd said God told him to kill his wife and children. Their hearts were torn out, and Thomas has plucked out both of his eyes, one in jail 5 days after the murders, the other on death row in 2009. He told prison officials he ate it.
Fox's Chris Foster, no execution date is set. Days of national mourning coming to an end in Thailand with mass cremation ceremonies for most of the 36 people killed in a school attack, including 24 children. Joint ceremonies held to spare families from having to wait long hours. The killer, a former policeman fired for drug use, also killed himself. A Wall Street institution says yes to crypto.
America's oldest bank, Bank of New York Mellon, has started accepting clients' cryptocurrencies. It was founded by Alexander Hamilton, and now it's the first large U.S. bank to safeguard digital assets alongside traditional investments on the same platform. BNY Mellon received approval from regulators in New York recently to begin receiving Bitcoin and Ether starting this week. The bank will store the keys for the assets and provide the same bookkeeping service services that it offers to fund managers for stocks, bonds, commodities, and other assets. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Stocks trying to snap a losing streak. Right now, the Dow's up 352 points. The S&P and the NASDAQ also turning higher. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.